Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedicte Pro. I'm covering the 67th Berlinale for you. And today I'm meeting the Macedonian director Teona Strugar-Mitevska to talk about the movie she just presented in Panorama Special, When the Day Had No Name. Hello, Teona.
Hello.
So in this movie, you talk about, this movie is inspired from a real fact that happened a long time ago. Four boys were found dead. And you warn us in the beginning of the movie, I imagine you've been asked about this, but there is a warning to remind us that this comes from a real story, but yet that the movie isn't exactly about the four boys.
Yes, because it was very important, and it comes from two food of thoughts. First is, it is such an important event. Well, event. It is something that has affected current Macedonian history, and today it's something very current within Macedonia today. It happened 4 years ago, so it's not a long time ago. I did not want this film to be about investigation into who murdered them and how. I wanted to speak about the essence of the event, why this happens, and what have we done as a society to arrive to this point. Mm-hmm. I also think cinema as an art form, I think it's very important that we pose the right questions and not necessarily give answers. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between journalism and cinema as an art form. And for me, it was important to take this road.
In fact, in the original event, there were four boys concerned. Here you create a group of six boys covering a range of characters, of attitudes towards life, towards Albanians, towards women, towards everyone. So can you tell us a little bit how you constituted this group? What was your idea behind every character?
Well, it was... I can't even answer to you why I chose six. Because you're right, there are four that lost their lives. But the idea of a group and being able to show this large spectrum of characters and emotions and of these living beings with hopes and to do, to be. Six. Felt to me when I started writing the script, because the script is with Elma, I have a co-writer, six felt to us too much. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, too much is good. Maybe it will push us to search harder. Mm-hmm. And maybe it will push us to work on the construction of their characters and the construction of the story harder in order to say what we try to say. They're very, very different. When I did the casting, it was important to create a group. So, of course, I was looking at each and every looking for the person that was written originally in the script. But also they had to function as a sort of a force. Force that is functional and dysfunctional in the same time. Because, you know, Macedonia is functional, well, but more dysfunctional. And also this time of teenage, when you are adolescent, when you are teenage, it's such a interesting time of contradictions, when you inform yourself about so many things and you're so certain about so many things, yet you are not. So I like that the film is sort of floating between right and wrong, true and false, innocence and evil, good and evil. And having six characters helped me to really have this, to create sort of like opera of voices.
What I thought was very beautiful, in fact, is that we see that they have a mix of aggressivity, but they're also good friends to each other. We, you know, Petar in the beginning is very aggressive and then he's really nice. So, but we can guess their personalities by seeing them and hearing what they say to each other. You don't, in the same way that you don't go into the real story and try to give explanations, you don't penetrate their inner life. the inner life is for, in the same way you don't enter this room when they go see this girl that they all want to have sex with. You leave this room, the inner room, closed.
Yes, that is a sort of perhaps formal choice. But also about, it's like, I don't know, what is more scary? What you show or what you can imagine? You know, you know Polanski in Rosemary's Baby, that wonderful shot when you can only imagine what is happening and the horror of it. So I'm not saying, but sometimes showing too much can be banal. So it was a choice. I don't know if it is the best choice. I know that I don't know, but it felt right. To stay with them in that very narrow hallway while there is this horror. Well, maybe not horror, but still it's one of her and many of them happening next door. So the tension and the proximity of the action, I thought it's cinematic. And it creates the right atmosphere and poses the right questions, and it is more about reflection than about screaming in your face.
Speaking of showing and of cinematic means, you used Agnès Godard for the photography, which is remarkable, whether it's in the sunny landscapes or in closed room corridors or really suffocating close-ups. So can you tell a little bit about this choice and the work with Agnès Godard?
Well, she's the goddess of cinematography, you know. I don't think there is a woman cinematographer who doesn't respect and admire her work immensely. So it was a dream of me, really, to work with her. And finally, when I met her, because during a few years, my sister, she was a head of a cinematographic festival in Bitola, Manaki Film Festival, and I got a chance to meet Agnès there. So I jumped on the opportunity to work with somebody who I respect so much. What is amazing about Agnès and what I appreciated so much about the work we did together is that she's so cerebral. That means that she, I'm more emotional, and she really thinks about things. She thinks about things so deeply and so conceptually that sometimes it felt to me that I'm not working only with a director of photography, but I'm working with a conceptual artist. And this about her pushed me really to challenge myself and to go where I wouldn't have gone if I didn't have this opportunity. So it was a real collaboration. Collaboration on every level, creative collaboration of really exchange of ideas and creating something that it felt to us right. So love, I'm so happy that I had this chance and that she agreed to do a film, a Macedonian film.
Well, I was going to say thank you so much for showing us Macedonia. There's not many people who do that for us. So thank you so much, Teona Strudar-Mitevska, for this movie. Fala.
Oh, fala. Fala i tebe.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.